The Reliable Podcast takes us once again to Australia, where the Federal Labor Party, the opposition in Parliament, has said that it's asked for an investigation into what it calls reverse factoring. Apparently, they've been going around the country, Simon Littlewood, on their small business listening tour, where they've been listening to Australian SMEs to find out what's irking them. And chief among them, it seems, is the fact that large companies continue to wield their market power, suppressing their invoices, sometimes paying them only 90 days after invoicing. Apparently, the competition watchdog, the ACCC, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, is now looking into it. Simon, I guess the question is, and one of the things that's come out from this particular story, is that small companies are very reluctant to raise these issues because they don't want to jeopardize their commercial relationships with the larger one.
It's very unclear from this, Mark, just what the extent of SME frustration is. You mentioned a delay of 90 days in payment. Well, there are many business sectors in the world, including in Australia, where standard payment terms are 90 days. There are even sectors where standard payment days are much longer. So looking at payment days across multiple different industries and comparing them and saying everyone should pay in 30 days simply does not reflect commercial reality. It doesn't reflect commercial reality in any country I've ever worked in.
Okay, but let's assume for a minute that these SMEs have 30 days as their stated payment terms. Surely 90 days is just too long.
No question. If you have a firm agreement that your customer should pay you in 30 days, then your customer should stick to that. All your processes should be geared towards that, and you're entirely justified in having an expectation that your customer will stick to what has been agreed.
And if they don't, it's perhaps no surprise that these companies are a little bit shy about coming forward with this information. After all, if you're a large company and you feel, entitled, you feel empowered to be muscling around your small and medium enterprise suppliers, then chances are you're going to take your business elsewhere when those suppliers start to complain.
Well, you know what? The devil is always in the details. And my experience over many, many years, and we've talked about this, is that when you look at the reasons that large companies are paying small companies later, what you'll find is that they're paying some companies in a timely way and other companies in a less timely way. And the difference between the two is that large companies are extremely adept at finding wrinkles in the billing process, which enable them to justify hanging on to their money a little bit longer. For a significant percentage of the cases where SMEs are paid late, it is quite likely that there'll be things that those SMEs should and can do differently that will make them get paid earlier.
That hasn't come up at all here in this conversation, at least in Australia. Do you think that perhaps that's the reason why we've seen companies be a little bit more cavalier about when they're
SMEs? Well, I mean, there are dangers, and we're not going to talk about politics, but the reality is that politicians who involve themselves in this kind of thing don't necessarily understand the details of how payment works in a genuinely commercial environment. You know, what are those details and how does payment work? Well, two sovereign companies make a deal that they will charge something for a good or a service and that they will be paid in a certain period of time. And their customers should stick to that deal. Under what circumstances will a customer not stick to that deal? Well, generally, he will take advantage of any opportunity you give him to pay later. And in fact, this very morning, I was with a company that was talking about receivables. And they were saying that, in fact, they recognize that when they don't get paid on time, very often it's because they have failed to meet one or other of their customers' requirements in the way that they not deliver the service so much as actually structure and send an accurate invoice. And the specific complaint that I heard this morning was that the finance department was discovering these glitches late in the day when the invoice is already overdue, and that these matters were simply not being clarified effectively by the sales team who were closing the deal, a very common commercial issue. Yeah.
One final point, though, and I guess there is another level to this particular story, because there were some reports, it seems, that when large companies didn't pay their invoices on time, they simply referred the SME to a third-party factoring company. It's, I mean, it's unusual for a customer, isn't it, to suggest to a supplier, well, if you don't like the time in which you get paid, here is somebody you can call and they'll factor your invoice for between 12%
Yes. I mean, two things to say about that. Whatever you agree when you do the transaction should be adhered to. In other words, it is entirely unacceptable to agree a 30-day term and then have your customer turn around on day 31 and say, by the way, if you want your money, you'll have to go and take out, you'll have to go and pay a fee to be paid on time. And here's a third party that you need to talk to. That's not acceptable. What is acceptable is if at the outset a customer says, look, we want to hang on to our money a bit longer. So we'd like it if you would go to these guys and get them to fund your invoices so that, in effect, you get paid on time, but we don't have to pay until later. If that's agreed ahead of time and you've factored that cost, because remember, there's a cost if you pay for this kind of reverse factoring. It's not really reverse factoring, it's factoring. The only difference is that your customer is pointing you at the lender as opposed to you finding the lender yourself.
Yes.
The difference is it's costing you money. It has a margin impact. It's very unlikely that you're going to pay less than about 1% a month for that money. And in the example given where 90 days is the suggested term and 30 days is the contract term, if we understand that, you're going to lose 2% of the gross value of your invoice, which has a significant effect on margin.
So, we'd like to hear from you. If you're listening to us from Australia, give us drop us a comment in the comments box next to this podcast. We'd like to know what your experience is on the ground. How reluctant are you to raise these issues with your customers? Do you worry that there will be some sort of repercussions? Or what do you think, or has this even happened to you, that companies have asked you to factor invoices after the invoice is already overdue? Post your comment anonymously if you wish, and we look forward to hearing and bringing your case to light as well. Thanks, Simon.